the skies that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 200 times Durood Sharif upon me on a Friday, his 200 years sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to all the viewers of Madani Channel, to our wonderful and beautiful series, Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we've been learning about the power of intention, the art of gratification, importance of patience, what's the importance of parents, respecting them, honoring them, how can one remove harms of jealousy, how can one protect himself from anger. Alhamdulillah, so far we've reached so much and we've gone through a lot of topics, we've covered so much of things where each of those things brings us or gives us the key to an Islamic lifestyle, to how can one be successful. Alhamdulillah, today a brand new, or you can say a wonderful topic. And this topic normally is overlooked upon, or people have difficulty in understanding the importance of today's topic, which is how to build certainty, how to be content, or how to be certain in every single thing that happens to you that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the terms of how can one have yaqeen that, Ya Allah, I know everything is going to go well. Ya Allah, I have faith in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I am certain that you're going to give me that which is best for me. Ya Allah, I'm going through difficulty, but I have yaqeen that everything is going to go well. But how to build this firm yaqeen is difficult. It's difficult if you don't understand how can one build this yaqeen. And it's difficult if one does not understand what does it truly mean. Yaqeen is not an emotion. Okay, firstly, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, thank you for whatever you gave us. And we have full yaqeen that you are going to give us that which is the best, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides. None can misguide. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who causes people to go astray. None can guide them. And countless of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yaqeen is not emotion. It is not temporary motivation. It is not tears after a bayan. Yaqeen is certainty so firm that when the storm comes, your heart does not shake. Ya Allah, kuch bhi ho jaye, I have certainty and I have yaqeen that everything will be for the best. Ya Allah, whatever happens in my life, I am going to remain happy with whatever you gave me, and I am going to have yaqeen that everything will become and go the best, the way you want, Ya Allah. If your yaqeen is weak, your salah becomes mechanical. Your tawakkul collapses under financial pressure. When it talks about salah becoming mechanical in the terms that, Ya Allah, I'm just performing salah for the sake of it. No, that shows your yaqeen is weak. Perform salah because Allah wants you to perform salah. Your tawakkul collapses under financial pressure shows yaqeen is weak. Your sabr weakens when tested. Sign of yaqeen is weak. Your heart panics when rizq feels uncertain. Yaqeen is weak. Now, how do we build firm yaqeen? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam defined the peak of faith. And he says, Al-ihsanu an ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarahu. Fa'illam takun tarahu, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That ihsan is that you worship Allah as though you see Him. And if you do not see Him, then indeed He sees you. You cannot reach this level without yaqeen. You cannot worship as though you see Him if you doubt, if you have doubt in your yaqeen, or if you're not fully certain. You can only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners if your yaqeen is strong, if your certainty is strong. You know that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How things happen, that's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will things happen, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen. Every single thing is from Allah. We just need to show our gratitude and certainty that everything is from Allah. And everything will go the best, because it is Allah Azza wa Jal who causes good things for every person, who wants goodness for every person, who wants every person to become fully Islamic or become fully engrossed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Ihsan is the fruit, yaqeen is the root. You need to have yaqeen first. It's going to sprout, then become a fruitful tree. And that tree is ihsan. That you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are looking at Him. If you cannot see Him, indeed you must know that Allah is looking at us. When we perform salah, we must not just perform it because it's necessary or because we have to or for the sake of it. No. Perform salah because Allah ordered you to do it, and it brings you closer to Allah. That brings certainty. That, Ya Allah, I know that I'm performing salah. It will bring me closer to you, Ya Allah. Then comes the ihsan. Perform it in a way that Allah is looking at you and you looking at Allah. If you cannot see Allah, Allah indeed is watching you. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Only those amongst His servants who possess knowledge truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah is the most honorable, most forgiving. Knowledge moves on to fear, allows yaqeen, allows action. Meaning weak knowledge produces emotional religion. Deep knowledge produces unshakable certainty. That, Ya Allah, I'm going to study my aqidah, my beliefs. I'm going to learn the names and attributes of Allah. I'm going to understand taqdeer, that, Ya Allah, whatever happens will happen and happened is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's it. That's what I should know. And we should study seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam properly. Then only yaqeen is going to be built with understanding. That, Ya Allah, whatever it is, I'm going to make my certainty, my yaqeen stronger by learning Quran, by reading hadith, by understanding the aqidah properly. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. So they do not ponder over the Quran. Reading earns reward. Reflection builds certainty. When Allah speaks about rizq, death, accountability, Jannah, Jahannam, ask yourself, do I truly believe in this? Because to be a proper believer, you need to believe in all of these things. Ask yourself, that am I a person who has full yaqeen or not? Do I have doubt in things? Will those doubtful things lead me to Jahannam or not? How can I remove that doubt? Reflection transforms belief into yaqeen. Where one should always reflect and keep on asking that, Ya Allah, I know that every single thing is from you. How can I strengthen this belief? Something happened? Ya Allah, thank you. I know it's from you, Ya Allah, thank you. Something bad happened. Ya Allah, you're going to give me better than what happened. You caused for it to happen so that I can be patient and you can give me something better. Certainty. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's what his will, his desire, whatever he does, whatever he wants, he does what he wants. Your duty as a believer is to be certain and have yaqeen in all the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Now, a very beautiful story where it teaches us how powerful yaqeen is and what type of yaqeen we should actually have. And who else can we learn from other than the greatest sahabi, companion, Khalifatul Awwal, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He says that he recited once a verse, or once he recited a verse, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is no moving creature on earth except that its sustenance is upon Allah's bestowal. He then said, from the day I read this verse, by Allah, I stopped worrying about my sustenance. How beautiful is this yaqeen? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you have promised rizq upon every person. And I know that I don't have to worry about it because you promised it already. I'm going to get what is destined for me. From the day I read this verse by Allah, I stopped worrying about my sustenance. Subhanallah. This is yaqeen. This is certainty. That when Allah has granted or guaranteed rizq, what remains to fear? How am I going to eat? How am I going to dress? How am I going to earn money? Put effort. But Allah has already promised it for you. So you're going to get rizq by Allah through your effort. In the sense that you cannot just accept that, Ya Allah, I know you promised rizq for me. I will sit at my home. I'm going to fold my hands and I'm going to make dua. Or I'm going to just stay at home. Let rizq come into my house. And then I can fill my belly as well. No. Allah has promised rizq. Allah has guaranteed rizq. You will get what is destined for you. But you need to go out and search for it. Don't just expect. See, don't become too engrossed in just at home. Be at your home. Sit. Make dua. And just expect for rizq to come to your house. No. And don't be so negligent that you leave all of your ibadat and you go out just to earn. Have a balance between these two things. Worship Allah, ask Allah to grant you, and go out, earn. Then Allah will grant you that which is destined for you. Instead of worrying about provision, we should worry about even earning Jannah or protecting ourselves from Jahannam. We can earn. But how much have we prepared that we can go to Jannah? How much have we prepared that we can protect ourselves from Jahannam? We worry about earning. Allah has promised earning. Allah has promised your rizq, your earning. Allah has promised. But Allah did not promise dying with tawbah. I want to let this sink in. Allah has promised rizq for every person. But Allah did not promise tawbah before death. We ask for rizq when it's already promised. But we don't make tawbah, yet it is not promised. Make tawbah. Ask for that which is not promised. We don't know if you're going to die with iman. May Allah grant us death with iman after a long and peaceful life, inshallah. But do we know we're going to die with tawbah or not? We don't know. But are we going to get rizq? We know. So we're going to get rizq, but we're crying and asking for rizq. But we don't know whether we're going to die with tawbah, but we don't cry. We need to ask Allah for that which is important, and that is tawbah. A very beautiful hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you relied upon Allah as He deserves, He would provide for you like He provides for the birds. They leave hungry and return full. Subhanallah. Remember or notice on this that the birds leave their homes. Tawakkul is not sitting idle. Allah provides through means, some through business, some through labor, some through trade. The provider is Allah. The methods differ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised a rizq for you. Just like how He feeds the birds. The birds go out of their homes hungry, but they come home full stomach. Why? Because they went out to search for the rizq that Allah has promised for them. So when Allah has promised it for them and we rely upon Allah, Allah has promised it for us as well. We just need to know how to earn for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is jais, this is not jais, this is halal, this is haram. We just need to make intention for halal earning and Allah will give you more and more. This is yaqeen into play. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi narrates, a man once saw a blind and crippled fox. A fox was blind and crippled. He wondered how it survived. It is blind and it's crippled. So he hid nearby. Right? He hid, you know, to see how is this thing going to eat? This creature, this animal. Soon a lion arrived with prey, dropped it before the fox. The fox ate and the lion left. The man thought, if Allah feeds the fox, this fox, he will feed me. He went to a masjid and sat in worship. One day passed, no food. Second day passed, no food. Third day he became weak. He cried before Allah. And then a voice said, you saw the fox. Did you not see the lion? Why not be like the lion? Work and provide. He understood that one does not need to just sit at home and expect for rizq to come at his home. He needs to go out and earn for that rizq. Yaqeen does not cancel effort. It purifies intention behind that effort. Quran mentions the story of the tyrant king Namrud. Some people know the story, some people don't. Namrud was an evil king. So much of wealth he had. And he claimed divinity. Allahu Akbar. And on one side stood a kingdom. On the other side stood Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam alone. Wood was gathered for days. We all know the story. Wood was gathered for days. A massive fire, blazing fire was lit. So intense that the birds could not fly above it because they would roast, they would burn. And then a catapult was built, right? Something that can, if you put it on and it throws the person into the fire. So the catapult was built. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was placed inside this catapult. Allahu Akbar. And then that catapult was activated and he was pushed or thrown into that fire. This was beyond threat. Beyond imprisonment, beyond hope. At the moment, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, do you need anything? He replied, his knowledge of my condition is sufficient for me. Subhanallah, what yaqeen. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to ask Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, does he require any help? And he says that my Allah is enough, my Allah is sufficient, he knows what my condition is. Allah then commanded, O fire, become cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Immediately, the fire became cool and harmonious for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had full yaqeen on our Lord. And that yaqeen caused Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to be safe and saved from that fire. Allah azza wa jal is the greatest. We just need to know how to have yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this miracle, this mu'jiza, and this yaqeen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, countless of people accepted Islam. Subhanallah. Just by seeing this, the yaqeen that he had on his Lord, many people accepted Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a servant commits a sin, a black dot appears on his heart. If he repents, it is removed. If he persists, it spreads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, no. Rather, their sins have rusted over their hearts. A rusted heart cannot hold firm yaqeen. This ayat-e kareema does mention, you know, rather their sins have rusted over their hearts. Or when a person commits sins, his heart gets blacker and blacker and blacker until no advice enters in his heart. Like that, no yaqeen comes in that person's heart. How can we build yaqeen? purify and cleanse your heart by reciting Durood Sharif, by reciting Quran, by performing Salah, and by not constantly worrying about rizq that Allah has already promised. Allah Azza wa Jal then describes the people. When the believers saw the armies, they said, "This is what Allah and His Messenger promised us." It increased them only in faith and submission. Difficulty increased their iman. Difficulty decreases ours. Why? When the previous generation, when the Muslims, when the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, when they went through difficulty, their yaqeen grew even more. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave me so and so difficulty. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm going through so and so pain. But Ya Allah, I have full yaqeen that jisne ye dard diya hai, wo hi mera ye dard khatam karega. Ya wo hi iske bajaye mujhe koi aur achhi koi cheez dega. That Ya Allah, I'm inflicted with so and so pain. But Ya Allah, we have yaqeen that through this pain, I'm going to get something that is better for me. Difficulty increased their iman. But when it comes to us, when we go through some difficulty, it decreases our iman. Why? Because their yaqeen was real and our yaqeen is not real. We don't properly understand. We don't accept that every single thing is going to get better. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the day who lets people live their life how He wants. He has just said that you must worship me. Allah wants your utmost obedience and your yaqeen on Him. We lose our, or we can say we decrease our iman by not having yaqeen in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does and whatever is decreed for us. If loss shakes you, delay terrifies you, criticism breaks you, provision worries you, your yaqeen is not yet firm, but it can be built. To become among those people who have full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the story about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where he recited the ayah and said, from this very verse when I recited, I don't worry, I stopped worrying about provision. He had full yaqeen that Allah will give him from places we can't even think of. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal that Ya Allah, a'atina min haythu la nahtasib, that Ya Allah, give us from places we can't even think of, Ya Allah. Yaqeen is such a thing that either will increase your iman or will decrease your iman. Your yaqeen is strong, your iman will get stronger. Your yaqeen is weak, your iman is weak. Every single thing comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. We as human beings, we are weak. Honestly, we are weak. We constantly judge people and we always lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We lose hope that things will get better for us. Yet every single thing falls into place because Allah has declared and decreed every best thing for every person. Now on one side someone can say, so and so relative of mine passed away. What is good for me in it? You won't know. Allah knows what's best for you. Your shop burnt down. Your relative passed away. No one is coming to buy from your shop. Allah knows what's best for you at what time. And Allah gives you when He knows you need it. So we as believers need to reflect that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, how is my yaqeen? We need to reflect that, how is my yaqeen? That do I actually believe that everything will be good? Everything will become good? Or am I among those people who always doubt that good things will come to us? We say, I'm tired, I'm wasted, I'm doomed, my life is destroyed, I don't know anything, how are things going to fall in place for me, everything. No, don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Don't question by showing that you have no hope in His mercy. Ya Allah, how is this going to happen? My shop burned down. Ya Allah, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? Why? Like this, now your yaqeen is getting destroyed. Honor this, respect this, and understand that yaqeen is such a tool or such a thing that will bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only through this yaqeen, which I know that I can build, I will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 30 days, read the Quran every day, even if it is one page. half a page, quarter page. Read Quran every day. Speak to your local imam. Speak to your local alim-e-deen. Go online to your specific proper Sahih al-Aqidah ulama. Tell them, teach me Aqidah. Myself as a Muslim, as a person from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what should I do? What is my Aqidah so that my yaqeen can get stronger? Make dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Avoid sinning intentionally and practice tawakkul in real time. Practice it. Because when yaqeen becomes firm, fire becomes cool, fear becomes peace, and worry becomes worship. This is the power of certainty. That we as human beings, if we become certain on everything that Allah does, and we have firm faith in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never have problems in our lives. Shop burned down, it was meant to happen. Allah will give you ni'mal badal. Allah does not burden a soul more than that it can bear. If it can bear this much, Allah will inflict him with so and so thing. If he can't bear it, Allah will not inflict him with so and so thing. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that may he really teach us, or may he really instill this in our hearts to properly understand how important tawakkul and yaqeen is. Ameen. Bijay khatamin nabiyyin. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.